Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
You're with us on the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined once again by Devlin Eden, and I'm going to go straight to the topic. We've had the Olympic Games on the go, the road race, both the men's and women's. What events they were. Some really scary stuff coming on the downhills. Devlin, before we get into the technical aspect of it, how did you enjoy the men's and women's road races in Rio?
Oh, incredible racing. Some really good strategies, and actually quite an interesting course as well, from a one, as you mentioned, slightly a technical point of view, but also a hell of a challenging. But in saying so, I guess it is the Olympic Games, and there's no point in making it easy. You've got to really challenge the guy. So incredible racing and some really good results.
Yeah, Greg Van Avermaet, of course, winning the men's title, and Rafa Majka almost getting there. And we saw a similar case in the women's race as well, and really was exciting. Sad to see the crashes, so we'll touch on that now. One last thing before we get there, I must ask you, Fabian Cancellara, his last year as a professional cyclist, he hasn't been in fantastic nick anywhere, and he goes and wins the time trial. He wins gold in Rio. What a way to bow out.
The Spartacus is a phenomenal individual and one hell of a rider, so... Yeah, also I, to be honest, didn't call him at all to take the win, so I was really surprised to see that he managed to hold on for it. But again, he's been such an ambassador for the sport and a phenomenal rider over the years, so I'm actually, like you mentioned, a really good way to bow out for it.
Now, going back to the road race, that technical descent was scary. And I mean, some really good descenders were a bit nervy over there. We saw Vincenzo Nibali's chances ended with a crash, Geraint Thomas, a whole host of riders, both in the men's and the women's race. But leading to that, it's a very simple question today. How do you improve your technical skills on the descent?
So with an event, well, I won't say an event such as the Olympics, but riding technical downhill and fast, tight sort of cornering, I think first and foremost for the sort of audience that we would be chatting to here as well, key is to ride within your abilities. So it is important to notice those guys are at a professional level, and most of them, what's on the line, being an Olympic medal, for instance, Tour de France titles, whatever it might be, they are taking a lot of risks and they're putting it on the line, and it is their job. It's what they do. So My first sort of piece of advice would be to ride within your abilities. So don't take unnecessary risks on those sort of corners, downhills, and especially at that sort of speed. And then secondly, your confidence is key. So it is important to, and that'll go hand in hand with knowing what your abilities are, is being able to tackle them with confidence and make sure that you don't hesitate at unnecessary points. Because what tends to happen is when you do hesitate, you tend to make errors in judgment and you start second guessing yourself around certain areas that you might have already picked, certain lines that you're going to come into corners and that as well. So that is, I think, key number one. Stay away from the curbs. I mean, we saw it there in Rio, how high some of those curbs were that the riders crashed into. So when you're taking tight cornering and you're at such speeds going downhill, try as far as possible not to get too close to the edge of the road, especially on the inside of a corner where there could be a curb. You want to stay away from any potential obstacles. And in saying that as well, especially as we saw in the women's race in terms of being quite wet as well, stay away from painted lines. So the white lines and the yellow lines on the road, especially when it's wet, tends to have a little bit of an oil slick over from the vehicles that drive over, and they get very, very slippery. So it's also, and I mean, even in the dry weather, they tend to be a little bit hazardous. So try as far as possible on the cornering aspects, staying off the lines as far as where you can. And then little sort of technical skills in terms of taking, so for instance, if we're going to take a sharp right-hand bend, you want to make sure that your right-hand leg is up, so have it at the highest point of the pedal stroke, rather than lower down towards the ground. The reason being there is if your foot is too close to the ground and you start leaning the bike quite low into a corner, it's easy enough for you to potentially catch your pedal on the road and you're going to come unstuck in that sense. So little technical things like that, keeping the inside leg up at all times. When in terms of also your body positioning on the bike when leaning around those corners, you're generally going to also use your head, your knees, and your hips to steer the bike around that corner. So that will help you in the leaning aspect. And trust the equipment that you're on. So make sure that you know that your tire pressures are right. Make sure that you've got good tires on the bike. And also that your brakes and everything is working. So you've got your brakes, check that the brake pads are all right. So you've trusted the equipment that you're on. You've done all your pre-flight checks. And then, again, a slight technical piece of advice as well is feathering the brakes around those corners, which will go hand in hand with my point on riding within your abilities. So don't take unnecessary risk. Keep your fingers on the brakes. And when I say feathering the brakes, it's nice and light, just touching the brakes so that it slightly takes off that little bit of edge, that high speed. Because if you get into a high speed and you suddenly lock up on the brakes, it makes it really hard to stop and you're going to come unstuck and you're going to find trouble.
Devlin, that is a great note to end the podcast today. Let us not forget, Chris Froome is a three-time Tour de France champion. Thanks for joining us on the Ask Coach Parry Cycling Podcast. Before we go, just to let you know, if you want to find out more about Devlin Eden's coaching and how he can help you, all you need to do is go to coachparry.com and click on coaching. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you in a couple of days' time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Parry Podcast on iTunes. Follow it on SoundCloud or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachParry.